This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Mitt Romney says he would take care to separate the affairs of government from any one religion, but he says that doesn't mean keeping God out of government altogether. The Republican candidate hopes to become the first Mormon president. He delivered a much-anticipated speech on faith today, as polls show him losing ground in Iowa. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's a Baptist minister, has surged in the Iowa polls. Coming up, we'll talk about how Romney's speech fits into the history of religion and politics. First, here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Romney's speech in College Station, Texas, drew inevitable comparisons to an earlier speech in nearby Houston, in which John F. Kennedy famously said being Catholic shouldn't disqualify him from the White House. In some ways, Romney echoed his fellow Massachusetts politician.
Like him, I am an American running for president. I do not define my candidacy by my religion.
And, like Kennedy, Romney said he wouldn't take orders as president from any church leader.
If I'm fortunate to become your president, I will serve no one religion, no one group, no one cause, and no one interest. A president must serve only the common cause of the people of the United States.
But unlike Kennedy, who said a president's religious view should be his own private affair, Romney insists faith should not be left out of politics altogether.
In recent years, the notion of the separation of church and state has been taken by some well beyond its original meaning. They seek to remove from the public domain any acknowledgement of God. Religion is seen as merely a private affair with no place in public life. It's as if they're intent on establishing a new religion in America, the religion of secularism. They are wrong.
That message resonates with religious conservatives, an important Republican constituency. But many Americans, especially evangelicals, are uncomfortable with the Mormon Church. Romney sought to allay those concerns today without going into detail about the particulars of Mormon doctrine.
My church's beliefs about Christ may not all be the same as those of other faiths. Each religion has its own unique doctrines and history. These are not bases for criticism, but rather a test of our tolerance. Religious tolerance would be a shallow principle indeed if it were reserved only for faiths with which we agree.
Romney says what Americans of all faiths can agree on is the equality of humankind, the obligation to serve one another, and a steadfast commitment to liberty. He says the U.S. should steer clear of both religious fanaticism and religious indifference.
Any person who has knelt in prayer to the Almighty has a friend, an ally in me. We do not insist on a single strain of religion. Rather, we welcome our nation's symphony of faith.
Yontas Green knows all about that kind of interfaith cooperation. He's a devout Catholic married to a Southern Baptist. He told Romney after the speech it was what people needed to hear.
I think there were some questions from Christians who weren't familiar with the Mormon faith and who needed to hear that we are all in this together as Americans, and we're patriots first, and that's the strength of this country.
Steve Carlson listened to the speech from his home in Iowa, where Romney has slipped in the polls behind former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a Baptist minister. Carlson, who serves on the board of the Iowa Christian Alliance, says Romney is not his first choice for president, but he's not his last choice either.
Personally, the speech added a little bit to my comfort, okay? It didn't sway me one way or the other. His family values, morals, and principles seem to be right in line with what us as evangelical Christians would aspire to.
Some in the Romney camp worried that a speech like this would only draw unwanted attention to his Mormon faith. But other religious leaders had been urging Romney to speak up. One prominent Southern Baptist, Richard Land, said today, Americans are more comfortable now with religious expression in the public square than they were in Kennedy's day. That notion seems borne out in Huckabee's late move up in the polls and in the importance the Romney camp attached to this speech today. Scott Horsley, NPR News, College Station, Texas.